Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. It's a big day in the studio. Most up by Starbucks. Got the PSL.
I wanted to make Eric's pumpkin spice latte dreams come true.
You really did. I mean, this is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Here I am.
That's and someone married me.
Right.
That's how our day started here.
It's only downhill from here.
Does this mean it's officially fall?
It is. Today's the day, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if pumpkin spice latte is back today, then it's officially fall, even though it's going to be 102 again or whatever. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Mo is here. Eric with a K with his PSL. Just being basic this morning, we have coming up jury duty in about 10 minutes. Mono's Country in about 20 minutes. And 610 Amen is set up and ready for you. We're going to talk good news at 610 this morning. Plus, Chris Stapleton tickets for you early risers. Our 6 o'clocker club, right after 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7, you can win tickets to this weekend's Chris Stapleton show in a suite. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But right now, let's talk about what's happening here in Houston. Top three things that are trending in Texas.
Number three.
Warning! Your worst nightmares are washing up right now in the form of bearded fireworms.
I saw this video.
What is it?
Sure.
I did not.
I don't know if you want to see it. It definitely looks like it's out of a movie, but they're washing up on the beaches, and they want people to know they're bristle worms. So fireworms, they're these small worms that are covered in tiny, like, needle-like spikes.
Yikes.
And the spikes are filled with venom.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. So if you get, like, walk on one, it becomes embedded in your skin, and it has this pain, this itching, burning sensation.
What?
Fireworms.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how fire ants react to you? Mo knows how. She's gotten bit to fire ants before. It's kind of like the worm version of fire ants. Does that make sense? Right. Washing up out of the ocean?
Oddly, it does.
Yeah,
yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Great.
Number two.
Give me a Bernie t-shirt, y'all.
Let's go Bernie. Weekend at Bernie.
Oh, my gosh. My dog's name's Bernie, spelled differently. I'm talking about the Little League team, Eric.
Okay.
Not the political candidate.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy,
though. Remember him? The TV said Texas, but we know the boys are from Bernie. They took care of the Nevada team yesterday, and they will now play for the U.S. Championship Little League World Series. That happens on Saturday.
All right.
Go, boys, go.
Go, Bernie,
go
right?
Bernie.
Go, Bernie.
That's right. Woo. Weekend with Bernie.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Everyone wants to know when actual fall comes. Well, We live in Texas. We don't get fall. The high temperatures yesterday reached 102 officially, so it tied with Tuesday for the hottest day of 2024.
Well, I guess if you're going to go for it, win.
Go ahead. Way to be number one, y'all. Thankfully, high temperatures will slowly trend down over the next several days. But today, for our Thursday, the heat advisory continues through 10 p.m., peaking at about 112 heat index.
My son is in Louisville, and he told me yesterday it was 64 degrees. When he woke up yesterday.
Cool. So I'm moving to Louisville.
74 back in Louisville.
Looks like I'm leaving Texas.
The sweet guy, the Little League team, is playing in Pennsylvania, and they're like just loving it because they're not used to
this. They're not used to having cold weather. That's what's trending in Texas. Top three stories you're going to hear about all day today, and they're powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Nick, out in Fulcher. I just want to send an amen and brag on Eric for this past Sunday, man. He was getting after it at church.
Wait, what? What?
Oh, yeah, he was playing that guitar. He was singing his butt off.
We love when people send us videos of his real passion.
I didn't get a video. I'm sure there's a live stream somewhere we could find.
Oh, yeah.
I bet there is video. We could bribe somebody.
Do we know each other, Nick? Have we met?
Yes, we have talked. I just didn't want to blow your cover at church.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I'll keep it a secret.
I love getting updates on what Eric's doing outside of the radio station. Y'all keep an eye on him, would you?
Oh, yeah, we will.
It's like Eric in the Wild.
That's right.
You can go ahead and shout out our church where I play guitar.
It's Thrive Church out in Fulcher. We're actually breaking ground at a new location. Should be opening up end of this year.
All right. It's not an advertisement, Nick.
No. What's funny, Nick, is Eric has been talking about the same thing, how exciting it is for the next phase of this. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm proud of the church. I'm excited to see where it's going.
It's going to be great. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
I think you need to do a worship song on 10-minute tune sometime,
go.
Eric.
I don't know if Jesus is okay with that, George.
That's the way it works. You call us and tell us good news. We think, Nick, every time we share good news like this, we get more good news to share. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Horsing around, we got $20,000 to give away with the nay of the day, and it happens this morning between 7 and 8 o'clock. Be listening in for your chance to get in on nay of the day here on The Bull.
Y'all, I saw Sailor's preschool teacher in the wild.
In the wild?
No, like in real life?
In real life.
Wearing real clothes.
Outside of the school.
Oh,
yes.
No.
She was pumping gas, which just seems so below her.
Yes, she's an angel.
I mean?
Angels don't come down from heaven and pump their own gas.
She was wearing jean shorts and a tank top, and she had her leg propped up on like her runner board.
Whoa.
Of her forerunner, and I was like, no!
What's this teacher's name? Did you take a picture?
I don't understand. I mean, teachers are people too. She was just pumping gas.
No, they're not, George.
I know this because my mom is a teacher. Growing up, my mom was always a teacher. Like, I know. But why did it just, like, shake me to my core that I saw her in the wild?
No, they're not real people.
I think that is true, though. You see somebody, like, out of their element or out of the context of how you know them. It is a little disturbing there. You ever seen your teacher, one of your kids' teachers out somewhere?
Not my kids' teachers, but I would run into my teachers when I was a child, and I remember it breaking my brain, going, what is Miss Collins doing at the grocery store? She doesn't eat. Miss Collins doesn't eat food. She just slaps my hand with a ruler when I get in trouble.
See, I don't know why.
Mine was a concert.
Yeah?
Like, again, back in the day when I was in high school, I went to the KISS concert. Back when KISS was...
No way.
No, I did.
I don't see you at a KISS concert,
Oh,
George.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whoa.
I was a big KISS fan back in high school.
High school teacher?
And I saw my English teacher.
Yes.
She was there, and again, she was dressed for a KISS concert, if you could imagine, and I was like... Miss Ferris?
Whoa.
We'll never talk about this again.
I guess teachers have to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Exactly. Exactly. Weirdest place that you've ever seen your kid's teacher. Teachers, what'd you call it? Teachers in
teachers
the wild.
Teachers in the wild. I'm sorry. I know that they're just real people.
713-881-5500. Teachers in the wild. Drew, where did you see your kid's teacher?
Back in Rhode Island, we were fixing a leak for a building, and my daughter's kindergarten teacher walked out of an adult store.
Oh, okay.
Wait, this is the first call of our morning.
Where do we go from adult store?
Did she see you, or she or he?
She or he?
Yeah, she saw me and just kind of ducked her head a little bit and just kind of walked away. And the next morning when I dropped my daughter off at school, it was real awkward.
I bet it was real.
Did you make it more awkward, though? It sounds, you got like a creepy sort of vibe about you, Drew.
I got off the military, so I just keep things straightforward.
Just keep it straightforward. Okay, all right. Teachers in the wild. I don't know where we go from there, but you have a story? 713-881-5500 now. Right, Mo saw a sailor's teacher, preschool teacher at the gas station. In the wild, she called it. I saw the teacher in the wild.
So weird.
Mine was at a kids concert. I saw my English teacher from high school at a kids concert. What was yours again? You saw your teacher?
Oh, grocery store, all over the place.
Wherever, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of weird. Roz is on the phone this morning. Roz, tell us where you've seen your kid's teacher in the wild.
Well, my son got to see his theater arts teacher at the Renaissance Festival.
Well, that kind of fits. On brand.
But that's not the worst part. She had a bustier on that had the tatas kind of pushed up, and she had her tatas painted with eyeballs on them.
Whoa! How old was your son at the time?
His seventh grade. He's 35.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. That's, and he's got a thing for bustiers. I promise you. I promise you right now.
I'm sorry.
No. Where did you see teachers in the wild?
Chuck is on the phone in Jones Creek. Chuck, you were throwing a birthday party for your kid. You didn't know the teacher was there.
Yeah, so I was having a party at the house for my kid, and there was a bunch of adults there, and later on we had some cakes, the booze, the drinking. There was a lady standing beside me. We just grabbed her by the leg, stood her up on the cake, shoved a spout in her mouth. And about 10 minutes later, my wife says, "You do understand that was your daughter's teacher, right?"
Whoa.
Cake stand with the teacher.
You know what? They do like muffins with mom and all that, donuts with dad, but cake stands with teachers, I've never heard of.
I love it, Chuck.
That's hilarious. All right, let's go to Peggy this morning. Peggy, good morning. Where did you see teachers in the wild?
Well, I happened to be at a nightclub and saw these parents and thought, oh, no, I should hide. And they came right up to me and said, "Oh, my God, we're so glad you're human. Can we buy you a shot?" I said, "Sure." And they bought my drinks the rest of the night, said I don't make enough money. And we've been friends for 20 years. And they're actually coming to my retirement party Saturday.
No,
teacher!
And you're retiring? You're retiring?
I retired June 30th.
Oh my God.
Wow, that is very cool.
I should have bought the gas yesterday.
Yes.
I'm the worst. Oh,
you are the worst.
Next time.
The teacher needed that.
Peggy, why do I imagine you at the bar going, "Now, if I take one shot and you take two shots, how many shots do we have?"
Stop it.
I was a math teacher.
Peggy.
Teachers in the wild. Where have you seen your kids' teachers in the wild? 713-881-5500 on the Bull. It's time for the morning bullpen's jury duty. We're just out here solving problems this morning. The dilemma that we're facing is this.
Breakfast for dinner should be banned. Yes or no?
Oh, no, Mo.
It's very controversial.
This all goes back to the fight that we had in the studio the other day, because I was talking about how I love breakfast for dinner.
Yep.
And you and Eric looked at me like I had three eyes.
No, you are absolutely wrong. Breakfast is great. Breakfast has its time and its place. It's kind of like we just talked about seeing teachers in the wild.
Yes. Right.
How there's a time and a place for teachers, but it's weird when it's outside their element. Same thing for breakfast. When you see an egg past like noon, it doesn't belong there.
What is wrong with you?
No,
what are you talking about?
My family keeps trying to make breakfast for dinner. They get all excited like it's some special thing.
Yeah.
That's crap.
It's kind of lazy. Really?
Yes, thank you.
Are you calling my wife Deanna lazy? Because she fixes me breakfast for dinner.
Never call Deanna lazy. I just think it's like when you ran out of steak and potatoes, you have eggs. Everyone always has eggs.
Yeah, what? You don't have sandwich meat? So you have to make an egg?
I adore breakfast.
I don't care.
Sausage, bacon.
No.
Little gravy at night.
That's no, weird.
Night gravy, George.
Do you do pancakes too?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like sweets at night.
Come on, Mo, a little night gravy?
No. George, I'm getting you a t-shirt that says, I love night gravy.
Stop, that makes me want to actually die.
All right, so, jury
I'm
duty.
I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm just going to step out for this one.
I did not think through how that was going to sound, did I?
Get his inhaler.
Okay. Let's go to juror number one, Mo, and ask her the question. Night gravy?
Gail's on the phone. Hey, Miss Gail. The question.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I've been better. The question is, breakfast for dinner should be banned. Yes or no?
Actually, no. I'm going to have to go with George on this one.
Yeah, you love your night gravy.
She loves some night gravy. Gail does.
I'm sorry, Gail. What do you like in the breakfast department?
Well, actually, we make an Italian breakfast at dinner time.
Ooh.
And it is really super fabulous. George, you would love it. It kind of takes a little bit of Texas barbecue, but we take steak, we take sausage, and we have it with all kinds of pastries and
That's dinner. You're describing dinner.
No, but she's taken. You can have steak and eggs. That's a breakfast food. I'm with you. So thank you, Gail. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Juror number two this morning on jury duty.
All right, that's Jen in Kingwood. Hey, Jen in Kingwood. It says you love Greek food, but do you love breakfast for dinner? Breakfast for dinner should be banned. Yes or no?
No.
No.
Thank you.
All right.
Breakfast dinner all the way.
Hmm. Okay, all right. So Jen loves a little night gravy, too.
Yeah.
Ariana is in League City. It says here that you're a pasta fan, but what about breakfast for dinner should be banned? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. Really? I love breakfast for dinner. I think it's just such an easy, quick meal after a long day.
Yes, of course. Okay, so you're describing lazy dinner making.
It's
some
lazy.
Sausage and then some toast, and you're set for the night.
Yes, we know what breakfast is.
Ariana, can you just say, I like a little night gravy?
Nope. Ariana, hang up the phone now and step away slowly.
Come on, Ariana.
HR, call. Who's next?
Let's go, Vanessa's
on the phone in Hallettsville. Hey, sister, you're a steak and potatoes kind of girl. Breakfast for dinner should be banned, yes or no?
Absolutely not. I love breakfast food any time of day. I'm not a big breakfast eater, but I'll eat breakfast food any time of the day after that.
Okay.
There we go, Vanessa.
I love breakfast food. Don't get me wrong. I want everyone to understand. I love breakfast.
He's a communist.
It just belongs in breakfast time. That's it.
That's exactly. All right. Last one here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to line six here for jury duty this morning.
That's Chance in Houston. Hey, Chance, breakfast for dinner should be banned.
No, breakfast is good.
Oh,
especially a little fruit on top of the waffles.
Okay, that's a lot about you,
Chance. Waffles for breakfast for dinner. Yeah, absolutely. Are you a night gravy fan, Chance?
Okay. Hit the gavel.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
All right, Mo.
I'm never eating breakfast again.
So
actually,
the final verdict on jury duty this morning is
breakfast for dinner should be banned. Unanimous no.
Unanimous no. See, again, I have the finger on the pulse of what's going on in Bull Nation. It's jury duty and a little night gravy here with George, Mo, and Eric on the Morning Bullpen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not yet. No, not yet. It happens before 8 o'clock, though. It's the nay of the day. And as a matter of fact, we have some details you'll want to know about the nay of the day. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere here on 100.3 The Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune this morning. Eric loves to take a suggestion that you call in with, and he'll create a song off of it. Could be anything in the world. What do you say, Mo?
The weirder the suggestion, the better.
I think we have the weirdest one to start off with this morning.
Scott's on the phone in Richmond. Hey, friend. What would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey. I think Eric should sing about some night gravy.
Night gravy. I am writing it down, and now I am crossing it out. Because, Scott, I will never hear the end of it if I sing about night gravy.
Hilarious.
Scott, you're the best, man. Thank you. I appreciate it for calling in this morning. Let's see. Let's go to line 4, Eric.
That's Janae in Kingwood. What should I sing about today?
So your listeners love a great matchmaking, and Bear called in first yesterday for Melissa, and we want to hear the rest of the drama. Is Melissa going on a date with Bear, or is Alan working?
Oh, okay.
So we need the details on this wonderful triangle of a matchmaking.
Okay. All right, Janae, we have to catch people up. Yes. Yesterday, we sang about Melissa needing a husband, and then we had two phone calls. One was from Bear. He wanted to marry her, and then Alan wanted to marry her, and we gave Alan...
They didn't want to marry her. They said they would go on a date with her. Right. And I tell you what, Janae, I love the suggestion, but I think this is a different segment because it is... I think it's going to take some explaining, but you're right. We need to revisit this, and we will, okay?
Love triangle. That's hysterical.
I love it. Okay, all right, 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We need your suggestions.
Dan is on the phone in Deer Park. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Well, I heard you guys talking earlier about how Starbucks is launching their pumpkin spice lattes today.
Oh, gosh, today's the day.
And our basic girl, Eric, has one.
On ice, as you have it.
Well, I'm super excited as well. So I just wanted to know if he can sing the pumpkin spice latte song.
You are speaking my language.
There we go.
Are you a fall basic girl?
I totally am, and I'm so proud of it.
Oh, my gosh. I bet your Ugg boots look so great in the 110 degrees today.
Exactly.
I like this. All right, a little pumpkin spice latte on the 10-minute tune. Good suggestion, Diana. Thank you.
Hope you enjoy it in your Stanley Cup.
Oh, God.
Yes.
All right. So, Eric, we had night gravy.
Nope.
We had a love triangle with Bear and Alan and Melissa.
I love it. We'll revisit that after the Chris Stapleton show.
I just just not sure that's a 10. You can get it all in a 10-minute tune that we need there. Or we have the pumpkin spice latte being back today. I had no idea until you walked in with one today.
I didn't either. So let's absolutely do it. It's that time of year.
Okay. All right. Pumpkin spice lattes are back. And that's our 10-minute tune. Let's find out what Eric can do with it. It's coming up next here on 100.3 The Bull. You have not heard the nay of the day yet, but it's going to happen before 8 o'clock this morning. Also, Eric is out in Bay City today at Shoppa's in Bay City. He's going to be there with two chances to win a key. So you got all kinds of chances to win. Nay of the day, though, will happen before 8 o'clock here on The Bull. To find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune this morning. We had a lot of unusual suggestions, Mo, but the one that won out in the end
is very basic. It came from Diana in Deer Park. And what did you want him to sing about?
Well, I heard you guys talking earlier about how Starbucks is launching their pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, gosh. Today is the day.
Well, I'm super excited as well. So I just wanted to know if he can sing the pumpkin spice latte song for us today.
Okay. All right. So that was the suggestion. Eric is drinking a pumpkin spice latte today.
You would die, George, if you saw me order at Starbucks. I was like, hey, can you give me like the pumpkin thing on ice? And the guy's like, pumpkin spice latte. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Yes, thank you for that. I already downed it. I downed it while I was in there.
Was it everything? Are you motivated now?
It wasn't as pumpkin-y as last year. I'll be honest with you.
I don't budget cuts.
Okay. But every year people get so excited. Yes. I'm one of those people. So let's do it in the style of Gangsta's Paradise.
For a pumpkin spice latte.
Don't ruin this song.
It's Gangsta's Pumpkin Spice.
Oh. Okay, all right. It's today's 10-minute tune.
As I drive through the Starbucks and need some caffeine, I take a look at the menu and what do I see? Pumpkin spice lattes back for the fall. Do I get a venti, grande, trenta, or tall? I love pumpkin spice on everything I drink it in my coffee and love pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pasta, pumpkin sushi, pumpkin toilet paper to wipe my tushy. I'll drink it hot or iced. I like my coffee pumpkin spice. I'm basic as heck, right? I like my coffee pumpkin spiced. It smells good and it tastes nice. I like my coffee pumpkin spiced. Some say it's overpriced. I like my coffee pumpkin spiced.
Actually, I think you elevated that song there just a little bit this morning.
Oh, those are fighting words. Ew.
Thirsty. Diana and everyone else that's getting a PSL today.
We see you in line. We can see you from our studio.
You can actually. How big is the line?
Oh, my
look
gosh.
Out your I can't see it, but look out your
it's
window.
It's one of those days.
Okay,
yeah.
It's one of those days. Right.
PSL back today, and
crazy.
Eric knocked it out of the park with the pumpkin spice latte song. You can grab it as part of our podcast every day. The easiest way to get it, download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Find the Morning Bullpen podcast, and then you'll get notified. If you like us there, you'll get notified every time we post a 10-minute tune or a podcast here with George, Mo, and Eric on The Bull. Well, the latest update on Love is Blind, Bullpen Edition, is that Melissa and Alan have accepted their tickets. Bear, I think, may be out in the cold on this.
Yes. So this all started with Melissa requesting a 10-minute tune for herself.
Yeah, all about her. So she could find a husband.
A husband.
Yeah. I need me a husband.
She was describing what she wanted in a man, and Eric wrote the song for her.
He did. He did. And did a fine job, by the way.
Yeah, it was
thank
great.
You, thank you. It's like her classified ad, if you will.
It was. Yeah, forget the dating apps. That stuff's creepy. Do it on our phone lines. Way less creepy. Y'all started calling. Single bachelor's gentlemen that wanted to meet up with Melissa.
Yeah.
Then we ended up giving Melissa and Alan tickets to see Chris Stapleton. And I watch a lot of Dateline, so in my brain, I was like, let's give them both two tickets so they can take like a bodyguard, a friend with them.
A wingman.
A wingwoman. Okay. So they both accepted their tickets. Melissa, super excited. She said, see y'all on Saturday. Alan is working on getting off of work. So we don't really know.
Ooh.
I also know that Melissa has Alan's phone number. I gave her his number. Uh-oh. I did not give him her number.
She's in control.
So she is in control of that situation.
After talking to Melissa, I'm not sure control is put in there. But okay,
she's
yeah.
amazing.
Okay, so that's the latest on that Love is Blind Bullpen Edition here.
That's
this
a
morning.
Lot.
Yes, if you're interested in applying for the show, you can submit your application.
Mo, do you know how many messages we had from people going, hey, if y'all doing Love is Blind, like dating stuff, I'm happy to jump on the show with you. We had so
I
many messages
yes.
about that. So.
Yes.
We love Melissa and Alan and Bear. We love you all. There was a lady who suggested there might be a developing love triangle between the three. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to know an update on that.
So, but anyway, that's the latest on that. That was that completely threw us like for a loop yesterday.
It was so fun.
Had
now I can't
no
wait
idea.
For Saturday.
So what we're hoping to do is about this time on Monday, okay, we're hoping to get an update and figure out if there is a love triangle, if Bear is still in the picture at all with Melissa. We are also hoping to get an update from Alan and Melissa and find out what happened. Because I'm invested now. I want to know what's going to go on here. So, thank you all for jumping in and joining us. If you have any suggestions on this, you can always let us know. You can join the show. 713-881-5500 is the number here on The Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Willa's today. Trent is in Willa's. He's trying to take $100 on Mo Knows Country, and you get it this way, Trent.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Trent, why is that?
Because it's her money.
That's exactly right. All right, tell her to get out of here, Trent. We'll get this game started.
Get out of here.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Trent, I have five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. The year was 2016, and one of the biggest number one hits of the year was a song called Holy. But what defunct country group sang that hit song?
Pass.
Question number two. This Texas guy just released his very first country album. Got a bunch of famous people on it with him. He said he went from playing Guitar Hero to learning how to play the guitar and then songwriting. And now he's got his first country album. Name him.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Pass. God dang it.
Question number three. Trent just hung up. He just hung up.
Mo, get back in here. Trent missed two of them, and then he threw in the towel.
No, he bailed. He was a coward. He just
shut up.
He
went,
oh,
dang it, and he was gone.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Trent.
So that means you just need to get one right and keep your money today.
Okay, I like today.
All right, question number one.
I have a feeling this first one you're going to get just fine.
Okay.
The year was 2016, and one of the biggest number ones of the year was a song called Holy. But what defunct country group sang that hit?
Oh my gosh, that was my least favorite song from Florida Georgia Line.
It is Florida Georgia Line. That is correct.
This is weird.
Do you want to hear the next question that he passed on?
Okay, let's see.
This guy, Texas guy, just released his first country album. He's got a bunch of guest stars on it with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said he went from playing Guitar Hero, the video game, to learning actual guitar and then to songwriting. And now he has his first country album. Name him.
I believe you're referencing Post Malone.
Isn't that crazy? He started playing a video game
and
then taught himself to play guitar.
I like that fact.
That is correct. Post Malone is correct, by the way.
Okay.
So
you win. Keep your money.
Now, by the way, I'm saving the other questions. I'm not wasting them.
I'm sad for him.
Oh, Willis, you need to call up tomorrow. Anybody in Willis needs to represent tomorrow. 713.
Yeah, because Trent was a coward. he hung up when he got
him.
Tough. Trent couldn't take the heat there. So, all right, Mo keeps her money.
Thank you.
You get a chance to play her in Mo Knows Country tomorrow morning, 8:20. We'll offer up $100 if you could beat her. It's Mo Knows Country, and it happens every morning here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.